Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You just don't understand. You've never been through what I'm going through right now. Ever hear those words? My dad often told me that. After 60 years of married life, God took Mother home. Though her health had been failing for several years, Dad just didn't see it coming. You've never lost a mate. How could you know how I feel? He would say. Teenagers say the same thing of their parents, forgetting that at one point in their lives, way back in history, parents too were teenagers. Single parents tell me the same thing. You just don't know how tough it is to try to raise a child in today's world without enough money, energy, and help. True, I haven't gone through the dark valley of losing a companion of many years. I've never had to raise my children without the help of a mate. I haven't been through the dark valley of human suffering, fighting a losing battle with devastating illness. But to suggest that because one hasn't been through exactly the same problem, and that he or she doesn't understand, robs you of the realization there is someone who does care. That someone hurts because you hurt. That someone wants to empathize with you because they love you. There would be few individuals today to minister to our physical needs if doctors and nurses only treated people with medical problems which they had personally survived themselves. Say only doctors who had had their appendices removed would do appendectomies. I have learned that almost always when a person faces a trial, a deep valley or a period of testing, he or she almost always feels that nobody really understands. That's true. Most of our great challenges in life are one-on-one encounters when we are not surrounded by boisterous friends and a host of well-wishers. Notice Jesus, alone and without friends, as he faced the 40 days of testing in the desolate area of the desert between Jericho and Jerusalem. Burning sun had long since scorched the flowers of spring. No convenience stores were nearby. He was all alone. Then think of Jesus in the garden when he was facing one of the most difficult times of his existence. He asked Peter, James, and John to join him in prayer. They fell asleep. Disappointed, he asked, "Could you not keep watch with me for just 1 hour?" I'm reminded of the words of an old spiritual which go, "Nobody knows the troubles I've seen, nobody knows but Jesus." Of him, no one can really say, "You don't understand what I'm going through." He does. He faced disappointment, loneliness, and abandonment. He was forsaken by friends, family, and colleagues. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But God turned his back on his son hanging on that tree so he would never have to turn his back on us as his children. In his challenging book, The Heart of Praise, Jack Hayford writes, "Those who live alone, single adults, those who have lost a beloved family member, widows and widowers, people who have simply been abandoned, can sometimes feel isolated and estranged and lonely, that it's easy to feel God abandoned them as well. There's good news, friend. There is one who understands who has been through your dark valley. His name is Jesus. Facing the dark hours of life only allows his presence to be more real. He's standing there in the shadows. No longer is his voice drowned out by the noise of empty chatter or his face obscured by the press of responsibilities. Take time to find him. He understands. He's been through it. When you are tempted to say, "You just don't understand. You've never been through what I'm going through right now," better stop and ask yourself, "Did Jesus experience my loneliness, my taste of pain and suffering, the rejection that I'm feeling?" If so, remember, he understands and he cares, and you can turn to him for consolation and healing. I'd like to hear from you. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org.